At this point, I think it probably is not, because they're looking for a commercial flight for Reverend Jones. A pilot is going to be another mission. He's getting supplies for our agricultural mission. The best way we've found is to connect from here to New York and New York there.
And then has a direct flight up to New York.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, we can, let's see, how far is Porter Street? Because we could, probably get a plane over there. If you can't get in, well, we could probably get a plane.
Necessarily face certain death if they're rescued by a pet adoption agency known as Pets Unlimited. However, Tim Findlay reports those services are now in danger.
Pets Unlimited, a non-profit corporation, is unique to this area. It's the only private agency that provides adoption services for unwanted pets. No animals here are ever put to sleep because nobody wants them. But ever since Pets Unlimited took over this former garage at 2343 Fillmore, some neighbors have complained of noise from barking dogs. And today, the City Planning Commission was to vote on revoking the permit for Pets Unlimited Adoption Service. The agency is 85% supported by its veterinary clinic, but it has always seen its main goal as placing unwanted pets. Now the manager, Mrs. Sue Binder, worries about the future.
If the Planning Commission orders Pets Unlimited to operate only a hospital and no shelter, there will be no more Pets Unlimited, because we are a charitable shelter. We're not in the hospital business.
These sometimes raucous kennels are separated from the nearest neighbor's wall by the far more placid cat shelter. But the next door neighbor complains that late night yapping can be heard despite the insulated roof. At street level during the day, at least, the noise of buses and trucks drown out any sound of dogs. But unhappy neighbors like Mrs. Erica Andreas say the truth is it's more than they can stand at night.
We all care about our neighborhood, and I think it's very, very unfair not looking at it. I am not against Pets Unlimited.
I don't hear them out in the street.
Oh, not out in the street, no, because there are 20 dogs there now. There are 98 kennels. And they have never had more than 32 at one time. And I think if you go inside the house, you will hear them next door.
As Mrs. Andreas says, it's not that the neighbors hate dogs or the purpose of Pets Unlimited. But unless some way can be found to insulate all the noise from the barking dogs, homeless pets like Beulah here, who was abandoned in Golden Gate Park, will have to be taken somewhere else to find a home. At Pets Unlimited, Tim Findlay, Channel 5 Eyewitness News.
And in just a moment, a man known as affectionately as the Juice talks about his unceremonious ejection from Sunday's game with the Patriots. That and more with Wayne Walker in just a moment.
Did Joe Wilson bring your ball?
Great bird. Thank you. The kids love my special burgers. I hate them. Oh, not my burgers, but the grease they make. It seems to get on everything. Even your hands feel greasy when the dishwater gets greasy. But look what I've found. Dawn. A new dishwashing liquid that really works on grease. Dawn gets to grease, so grease won't get to you. Look. Dawn's in my dishwater. I'll do something you'd never do. I'll add half a cup of strained beef grease. See how Dawn gets hold of the grease? Clears up the water. It's amazing how Dawn helps get grease out of your way. Away from your hands. That's right, away from your hands. My hands don't feel greasy. It helps keep grease away from everything, from frying pans to glasses.
Get Dawn, the new dishwashing liquid. Dawn gets to grease, so grease won't get to you. Imported duck or the cream of the cream.
Home Yardage has a great selection of quilted fabrics, prints, and solids. 45 inches wide, only $1.99 a yard. Shop your nearest Home Yardage store.
In case you were wondering what to get me for my birthday, I'll take two seats on the 50-yard line for the SC-UCLA game. That ought to be quite a game.
Yeah, that's going to be the one that decides it all. It appears that way.
Boy, it should be a game.
Yeah, it sure should be. I'll try to get those two for you. Seriously, I'll try to get them.
Okay.
The college football rankings are up today, and both polls show the same top five teams. Pittsburgh is number one, and one reason besides Tony Dorsett is quarterback Max Kavanaugh. He gets 12 yards on this option play. The Panthers are 9-0 so far this season. But their main man, of course, is Dorsett, who's on his way to the Heisman Trophy. And listen to this, 6,000 yards on the ground in his four-year career. That's about 130 yards a game for 4 years. The UCLA Bruins are number two in the nation. Their quarterback, Jeff Dankworth, has been outstanding. UCLA is 8-0-1. And USC smothered Stanford Saturday. Of course, Vince Evans had an unusual outstanding day through the air. He hits Shelton Diggs here for 58 yards. The Trojans are ranked third in the nation, and Michigan is fourth. Tonight on the 11 o'clock sports, we'll begin a four-part series on AstroTurf, discussing its effect on players' bodies and what the principals of the National Football League think of the controversial fake grass. It's not at all popular among the men who play on it or those who take care of those men. That's tonight at 11 o'clock. O.J. Simpson's last battle wasn't against AstroTurf, but a guy by the name of Jim Lunsford. The juice was thrown out of Sunday's game against New England for a fight. He got in with Lunsford.
It appeared to me that Lunsford kind of roughed you up after the play was stopped. Well, that's where I felt, too. That's why I reacted the way I did. Two of his teammates kind of let up, and I sort of let up because the whistle had blown, and had, you know, they were running me back a ways, and then he flipped me over after the whistle had blown. I kind of landed on my head. It didn't hurt or anything, but, you know, you play the position I play running back. As I said before, you take a lot of shots, and you don't want to take any unnecessary shots, and that's how guys get hurt. I don't know if you saw Bradshaw's injury. It was a similar thing. The guy flipped him over, and, you know, your career is on the line. So I believe when that happens, you should let the guy know immediately. Then you don't have to worry about it anymore for the rest of the game. Last year, Sam Hunt and I had a little altercation just like that. He hit me out of bounds, and I let him know. And, hey, we became friends. We didn't have to worry about it from that point on. And I was surprised when the official kicked me out of the game.
What was your first impulse when you jumped out? Now, Lunsford seemed to go into a boxer's stance.
Oh, yeah, I jumped up and he was poisoned, but I caught him quick with a pretty good right, and it started adding my balance. The next thing I know, Superman Reds was coming over his back, you know, and Reds kind of took a gamble there, because a lot of times if a guy come in like that, they'll kick him out the game. But the two of us sort of just mixed it up a little bit, and it wasn't much of a fight, you know. That's why I was really surprised. I thought they'd throw a flag on him for unnecessary roughness, and me for throwing the punch. I have offsetting penalties, and the game would go on. And I must admit, I was a little surprised when the guy told me I was out of the game.
Yeah, he was surprised, you know, and what it did was it cost his team a lot, because it was in the first quarter when the juice was ejected.
You played for 15 years with the NFL, as everybody knows, and I wanted to ask you, is there any question, are you able to hear the whistle, number one? Number two, do you think that any of those shots that are called cheap shots really aren't cheap shots at all?
Well, some of them have been. Some of them have been lately, but most of them aren't. You know, sometimes you get in a leverage position, and then the guy relaxes a little bit, and you happen to toss him the wrong way. But, you know, the cheap shots are the ones from behind and those kinds of things.
Wayne, do you think that it's any rougher now? I mean, I know you haven't been out of the game that much, but just as a viewer, it looks to me like things are getting more violence than they... I mean, it's a violent sport, no question about it.
I don't know if it's any rough at all. It's just, you know, every year, and, you know, you go back 10 years, 15 years, 10 years, 5, but every year, then the guys are getting bigger, faster, and stronger, and they hurt you more.
Well, the only thing you can hurt in a fight on a football game is your own fist, usually.
That's
hitting
true.
Somebody in the cage, right?
Okay, Wayne, thank you very much. For the first time in 6 years, the San Francisco Parks and Recreation Department is thinking about higher rates for the city golf courses. That's bad news for Bay Area hackers. They held a public hearing on their plans today. The proposal calls for an increase of 50 cents for 9 holes of play. Senior citizen green fees would go up a quarter. City officials say the hikes are necessary to cover larger golfing operations and increased maintenance costs. The last time the city increased the municipal golf fees was back in 1970. The city operates courses at 6 different parks throughout San Francisco. Currently, fees range from a high of $4 on the weekend to Harding Park to a low of 75 cents on weekdays at McLaren Park. And that's the 7 o'clock edition of Eyewitness News for this Tuesday night. We'll be back tonight at 11 o'clock with all the latest. Until then, for the entire Eyewitness News team, I'm Stan Dorman.
And I'm Lynn Joyner, reminding you wherever news breaks, look for us. We'll be there.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Our evening, we'll meet Russian rock stars Sasha and Yuri. We'll get some advice about backpacking bags. We'll learn how to make some chili, and we'll meet film director John Cody. Stay with us.
KPIX Regional Vice President Peter E. Schroof.
Now that we have a newly elected school board in San Francisco, let's take a fresh look at what's happening in our schools. For almost 2 years, a special commission has been doing just that. This is a pretty impressive group of people, qualified, able, and dedicated. This group, called the Riles Commission, has pointed out some pretty shocking things. Since 1972, every school district in California has been required to develop a system for evaluating principals, teachers, and other certificated employees. But San Francisco has failed to do this and is in violation of state law. What's more, the district is in violation of the San Francisco Charter, because it does not have contracts with school principals and has not clearly specified the performance standards they are expected to meet. In pointing out these violations, the commission has identified 2 specific areas in which action should be taken. Written contracts for principals and systematic evaluation of the principal's job performance. The commission has called for action on these issues. The law demands it, and our new board should make it a priority. We hate to see the commission reports added to the pile of dust catchers already cluttering official shelves. The reports are a gold mine of information about problems that need attention. Our next editorial in this series will tell you about some other steps that need to be taken in the San Francisco schools.
What happened?
Remember
what?
I can't remember.
Did you want your vitamins?
That's it.
Wait, they're in your cereal.
Huh?
Product 19.
If you forget your vitamins, remember Kellogg's Product 19. A 1 ounce serving has 100% of the U.S. recommended daily allowance of 10 vitamins and iron.
I like it.
Good. Now can you remember this number?
Vitamins that taste too good.
Now, a nice cup of coffee, please.
And from the beans, cha-cha-cha, we do the precious coffee beans, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, coffee beans, cha-cha-cha, coffee beans, cha-cha-cha, coffee beans.
Spectacular! Western Airlines, the only way to fly.
Oakland's Adult Day School needs volunteers. If you have 2 hours a week to spend helping adult students, call the Adult Day School at 836-2622. Hotel, Wednesday night at 9.
Thank you.
think of Stalin, Lenin, vodka, cold weather, but you certainly don't think of rock and roll. Good evening. I'm Dan Yanahiro, and this is Food 5.
You probably remember about 20 years ago in this country when rock and roll was new. It was banned in certain radio stations, mainly down south, because it was said to be too permissive, not the kind of music that would play well in a communist bureaucracy. Well, this evening we'll meet two Russian rock and roll stars and talk about why they felt they had to leave their country. Also this evening, some advice about down sleeping bags. We'll find out from Merle Ellis how to make chili, get some advice from psychiatrist Lloyd Moglen, and a record tip from Terry McGovern, and we'll meet a local man named John Cordy, who's an excellent film director. Sasha and Yuri.
Dependability, Caravelle by Bulova. And remember your trip, Umic 30 XL Super 8 millimeter sound movie camera and 810 HQS sound projector for high quality sound with all your moves and pictures. Sound motion picture equipment furnished by Umic. And pack up your luggage from the famous Spiegel catalog with more than 500 pages, new twice a year with over 50,000 quality items providing value, selection, and economy. Furnished by Spiegel.
Okay, Kenny, let's go the whole money. Squares and open stars off briefs before the show to help them with their bluffs, but as always, they're hitting the actual questions for the first time.
To which place I can go.
Yeah? And he needs to get out of there because there's going to be a problem there.
They said they have to set another hearing.
Huh?
They're going to set another
good
hearing.
I figured. Are they going to do it?
Yeah.
Huh? Good.
He said that he didn't think there'd be any problem. And the judge seems sympathetic.
Yeah.
To the fact he's getting jumped on?
No, I didn't get that across, but I think that if we bring that out in the hearing, I'm sure how it's fit.
I figured he'd have to do it, but we have a
hearing. Said it takes 2 to 3 weeks to set up a hearing, but the judge has had my letter for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah. What can I find it?
Wait just a minute, I'll be right up the front.
Tonight is my night for cleaning up shit, and I have cleaned it up. Now that looks good empty. Does that look good empty? I do it. You know what? I really did.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you know what? You want to hang around?
Did you get the message?
Yeah.
Did you get the message?
Oh, she just called on the phone.
Oh, okay. You paid it?
Pay was on the phone.
Pay
was on the phone. So I think as long as she called, I talked to her.
I'll mail it to her, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, don't you? That's good. What you want to do tomorrow is that?
Envelope for you know what those bastards did? They filled that soda machine and didn't put any dye in it.
I gotta say, that's pretty shitty.
Put that on
right
there.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
talk
this week.
One five,
that's the right
guy. That's the way it goes. Hello, it's Wendy and John. This is Andy Silver from the temple.
Not really.
How are you doing? Oh, good. Well, you know, that's true. I hope you can do this tomorrow morning. Can you? Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Contracting people. Got a little Jane Waller. You know, this time I was in Arcadia, you know, over there. And she says that we told her not to get her a check transferred. And that's what that was going to say. Now that she's just doing it in the bank. You know, I don't know.
Where are we going with this company?
She got, she was transferred to Arcadia, but she said she's transferred from LA to the bank. check with you, so I did.
Yes, we want to check in the bank.
Our guns are too much.
Oh, it feels so good to have that.
You know what? I think the best way to wait out in front is to just make sure the forms are okay. So, please go in.
Eugene B., I'm going to take this box down to the dancer's phone. Yeah, I don't think that was all right. Where it is.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah, very good idea.
Document, you know, but don't keep it too long, whatever you do, don't send your back, right?
Return
address. There's spies everywhere.
Oh,
look at
this. Anything non-communal legitimate, right?
One communal would be all right, or a couple, I suppose.
Yeah. That's either controlled or it's chaos.
Well, I'd use one for each one. Get rid of the other drugs out in the can, like
this,
relative.
This is information you've gathered.
And rest, don't use any.
Some of it's just one of the fresh velvet information you've gathered.
Yeah. Other people all have a chance to look at it.
Okay.
Because she goes to jail. Huh? And if it hasn't been...
Okay.
God.
Yeah, yeah, I'm